Blog Talk Radio.
His hands paint the flowers. He puts leaves in the trees. At his whisper, birds start singing. When my heart needs melodies, why I stray from all his goodness, my poor mind can't understand. I'm to blame for my misfortune. I lost hold of his hand. Those hands still give me mercy, though I'm wrong as wrong can be. If they really gave me justice, I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Those hands still give me mercy.
Though I'm wrong as wrong can be,
if they really gave me justice,
I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his
Good afternoon. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Well, we are starting a new series. It's Monday, June 27th, and our series is entitled Mystery Babylon, the End Time Enemy of the Lord's Church. We are the Lord's Church. Living, functioning, serving, ministering in the end times. And because we are, we have an end time enemy. It's called Mystery Babylon. For the past couple of weeks, we've been looking at scripture verses that deal with Babylon versus Judah, or Babylon versus the remnant, or Babylon versus the last two remaining tribes of Israel, which were Benjamin and Judah. So today we want to begin our study by reading Revelation chapter 17 to give our study its context. Let's turn to our Bibles to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17. I'm going to read one scripture and then pray, and then we'll read the entire chapter. So Revelation 17:5 reads like this: And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again because we are your church. We are your people. We are in covenant with thee, and you are in covenant with us. We're in the new covenant, the covenant established by your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless us now, Lord, we pray, as we endeavor to crack the mystery, to solve the mystery as to who Mystery Babylon is and why she is so antagonistic against us, your people. Bless us, O Lord, we pray, in the glorious and the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, again, we turn to you, for we were not left alone when Jesus returned to glory. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will send the Comforter. I will send you the Holy Spirit. He will lead you and guide you to all truth. So, Holy Spirit, again, we to you, knowing that if you lead us this week in this series of studies, we will arrive at the truth. Bless us, Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mystery Babylon, the end-time enemy of the Lord's church. Who is Mystery Babylon? What is Mystery Babylon? Who is Mystery Babylon? Well, she's called the Great Harlot and the Mother of Harlots. That's who she is. What is she? Well, complex. Mystery Babylon is a complex organization. It's global. It's a global complex organization which has three arms to it, or three divisions. First, it is religious. Second, it is political. Third, it is financial. So, again, what is Mystery Babylon? It is a global conglomerate. It is a global entity in the end times. First and foremost, she is religious, for she represents the end time one world religion. Satan wants to be worshipped by man in the end times. Thus, he has this one world religion where everything goes. But also, Antichrist will appear on the scene, and he is the one whom Satan puts forth as his representative. And this Antichrist is a political entity. And, of course, you cannot have successful politics without successful economics. So it is religious, political, and economic structure. An end-time entity of global proportion, global dominance. It will dominate. This that will serve Antichrist well is both is religious, political, and economic. Those three things head up Mystery Babylon. But let's read the text. Let's get into the text. Let's read all of Revelation 17, starting at verse 1. All the way through verse 18. Let's read.
Chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls, came and talked with me, saying to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot, who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Then he said to me, The waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.
Now, there's so much there to unpack that I will tell you we will not be able to unpack it within 1 week's time. But the purpose of this study is not to unpack all of Revelation chapter 17, but to show you that in the end times, there will be a pseudo-church, a pseudo-government, a pseudo-economic system that will wage war against the people of God. Again, let me repeat that. The purpose of this study, which is entitled Mystery Babylon, the End Time Enemy of the Lord's Church, is to show there's going to be a pseudo religious system, an antagonistic political system, an economic system that is opposed to the people of God. So, let's look at the word mystery. Mystery. Because it says in verse 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery. Mystery Babylon. Now we know what Babylon's all about. Babylon started with Nimrod in Genesis chapter 10 and 11. Nimrod's Babylon in its inception was called Babel or Babel, where the Tower of Babel was erected and God shut down prize that project. That was man's first organized opposition against God on a global scale. Now, the second time we find Babel or Babylon is under Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar. Again, Babylon represents that nation, that group of people, organized in staunch rebellion against God. Thirdly, there's a third Babylon, which is our present-day Babylon, the end-time Babylon. Three Babylons, Nimrod, Nebuchadnezzar, and this last Babylon will be erected, if you will come to the fore, will appear on the world stage to assist the rise of Antichrist. So you have Nimrod, first Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, second Babylon, and the end time Babylon is mystery Babylon, and that will be Antichrist's government system. All right, so now, it's called the mystery Babylon. This word mystery comes from the Greek mousterion. This word mousterion means something hidden, something not fully manifested, something begun in secret and has not yet been fully disclosed or revealed. Let me repeat that. What is a mystery? A mystery, for example, when Paul says, I show you a mystery, Christ and the church. In all of the Old Testament, there was never a mention of Christ having a bride, of Christ having the church. That was never revealed in the Old Testament. Now, there were allusions to it. There were some faint mentions or some faint pointing to this concept. But it wasn't clearly stated. It was written down in biblical code or in biblical prophecy. So again, what is a mystery? A mystery is something hidden, something not fully manifested, something begun in secret and has not yet been fully disclosed or revealed. So there are things that were begun to be revealed in Genesis. And then we got a little better picture in Exodus. And then we got a little bit more revelation in Leviticus. But it took all 66 books of the Bible to bring us into full focus concerning the mysteries of God, the mysteries of salvation, the mysteries of Christ and his church. So it's something kept hidden, something not fully disclosed, something which begins in secret by God, and in this case, Mystery Babylon is Satan's creation. It is something Satan has been keeping a secret, but you can't keep secrets from God. Now, Satan can keep secrets from you and I. Satan can keep secrets from mankind, but he can't keep them secret from God. And so God reveals the secret. God blows the lid, if you will. God puts the full spotlight on what Satan is about to do. So that mystery Babylon is not a mystery to us. It's a mystery to the unsaved, whom Satan has blinded, whom Satan has conned, whom Satan has deceived. But it's not a mystery to us because the light of Scripture reveals what's going on. So again, what is a mystery? Something hidden, something not fully manifested, something started, something begun in secret, and has not yet been fully disclosed or revealed. This is why we come to the book of Revelation, so that God can reveal to us the mysteries of the end time. Because if you don't have the book of Revelation, if you're not reading the book of Revelation, if your church is not a prophetic church, if the pastor does not make it his business to broach these subjects and bring them to the fore, then you stay what? In ignorance. You stay in darkness. So it is the job of the pastor and of the teaching leadership of the church to talk about these mysteries that have already been decoded. You and I are not supposed to be in the dark. Why? Because God has made it his business to uncode the mysteries and reveal them to us in the book of Revelation. You and I are not supposed to be caught by surprise. The unsaved are, not us. Now, also, a mystery is something that is naturally unknown to human reasoning. I don't care what mind you have. If you can be a genius, you can be an Einstein. You can be one of the most intelligent people in world history. Yet your reasoning, the power of your human reasoning will never figure out the mystery. Only God has figured out the mystery, and that's why you need to turn to his book. So again, a mystery is something naturally unknown. No man, no woman has the natural powers of human reasoning to figure out a mystery. They don't. So something naturally unknown to human reasoning and is only known by the revelation of God. You see, this is why we have the book of Revelation. We are supposed to know what is going to happen next. We should know what is going to happen next. We ought to be well informed as to what is going to happen next. How many churches do you know have an end time teaching program, a program that just focuses on talking about, discussing, studying all those Bible passages in the New Testament that have to do with the end times? How many churches do you know? I know of none. In all my years of pastoring, this is something that I routinely did so that my church members would not be in the dark.
Chapter 17.
But I knew many, many, many churches that never talked about end time prophecy, devoted no time, hardly any, ever, to the subject. Now, they did talk about the gift of prophecy in the church, and they did talk about prophesying, and they did talk about present-day prophets and prophetess in the church, but hardly ever, did they go to all of those New Testament passages in the Pauline letters, and the letters of Paul, and the letters of Peter, in Jude's epistle, in James' epistle. You know, there are all, in all the epistles, in the epistles of John, in every category of New Testament epistles by their respective authors, including the Gospels, where Jesus is recorded giving end time prophecy, those prophecies are not covered in the church. Therefore, the church is pretty much like in the world, kept in the dark. But it's not God's fault that the church is kept in the dark. It's the pastor's fault for not teaching on those verses of Scripture. So everyone is in the dark. Both the saved, who shouldn't be in the dark, because God has revealed these things to them in the Scriptures, the saved and the unsaved are in the same situation, in the dark. We have the book, but we never crack it open. We have the scriptures which bring light to what's going on in the world today, but pastors don't teach on it. So that's a mystery, something hidden, something not yet fully manifested, something begun in secret, at which has not been fully disclosed or revealed, but God makes it known to us by his revelation because our human thinking and reasoning cannot crack the code. We just can't. So here's three things about Mystery Babylon that I want you to see as we start our study. Three quick things. First of all, she is judged. Mystery Babylon has already been judged. You know, Nimrod and his cohorts at Babel were judged by God when God confounded their language. God came down. God saw their project. He saw the tower going up. He saw their rebellion in full throttle. God looked down. He said, these people have imagined a vain thing, and nothing will stop them. And God came down and what? Confounded their languages and stopped the project dead in its tracks. There God judged them and brought their rebellious work to naught. Again, under Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, who went and took the holy vessels and polluted them, God brought Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon to judgment. And so here in Revelation 17:1, let me read to you, and there came one of the seven angels which had one of the seven bowls. And he talked with me, saying, come up hither, and I will show thee the judgment. Now, this is the first time ever that the great whore or Mystery Babylon is mentioned. And the first thing out of the angel's mouth is, the great whore has already been judged. Again, there came one of the seven angels, which had one of the seven bowls, and he talked with me, and he invited me. He said, come up hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. She has already been judged. Like Nimrod's Babylon was judged, like Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon was judged, this one also has already been judged in prophecy. She's doomed. This Babylon, this great harlot, this great whore, the mother of harlots, has already been judged. Now in verse 5, I want you to see that not only has she been judged, but she's a mystery. She is a mystery. It says in verse 5, upon the harlot's forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. So again, she's a mystery to us. She's been a mystery for all of world history. She's been a mystery to all of the politicians, but she is not a mystery to God. God has figured out Satan's secret. She is what? She is a decoded mystery. She's been judged and she's been decoded. Her secret has been unraveled. She is a mystery no longer. And then number 3, she opposes the saints of God and she opposes the Lamb of God. In Revelation 17:6, he says, I saw this harlot, I saw this woman, and she was drunken with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus Christ. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. In other words, the word admiration is a poor word. He is a poor, it's not a good translation. He says, I wondered with great amazement. John says, I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out who this woman was. In other words, I wondered with great befuddlement. Not that he admired the woman, not that he admired her accomplishments. On the contrary, he was disgusted over the fact that she drank the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus Christ. That was a turnoff to John. He did not admire the whore. He was befuddled. Didn't know who she was. He wondered with great befuddlement. He could not figure it out with his human reasoning. But there she is. She is opposed to the people of God. In the end times, Mystery Babylon will be a persecuting agent of Satan on earth. She will persecute believers. She will drink their blood like someone drinks a glass of wine. It will be routine, and she will enjoy killing the saints. And then we're told in verse 14, this is what it says concerning Mystery Babylon. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. So in the end, Christ and his church shall triumph over Antichrist and Mystery Babylon. So here we have it. The title of today's lesson, Mystery Babylon, the end time enemy of the Lord's church. Babylon hates the Lord. Babylon hates the church. And we're in for an end time battle. We shall preach the gospel, and she shall shed our blood. Persecution is on the way. Remember, my brothers and sisters, when we talked about Babylon in Jeremiah 51:51, Babylon is an invader. Babylon is a stranger. We do not share the same nationality, for our citizenship is in heaven. The Babylonians, those who are part of Mystery Babylon, their citizenship is from earth. We're all humans, but our spiritual origin is completely different. So Babylon versus Judah, Babylon versus the remnant, that Mystery Babylon against Christ and his church. I hope that this introductory lesson was a blessing to you. We shall be back tomorrow to give further expansion to what we hope to see this coming week as we talk about Mystery Babylon attacking and coming against the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last and evil days. God bless you.
Oh,
I've wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming. Love. Lord, I'm coming.